Sunny 101.3 FM, and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon and Randy Gatula.
Morning, everybody, from the Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's time for Championship Saturday on Sunny 101.3. Today, two championship basketball games here in the Nebraska State Tournament. It's going to be the Johnson-Brock Eagles in Class D1 as they take on last year's state champion, North Platte St. Patrick's. That's our first game this morning, tipping off at 9 o'clock. We'll follow that up with the Class C1 state championship when the Auburn Bulldogs will be in action against the team that beat them for the state championship last year, Ashland-Greenwood. That's scheduled for an 11 a.m. tip-off this morning here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Randy,
you do it. That was a three-point buzzer beater. I remember it. 36-33, Ashland Greenwood escaped with a three-point win at the buzzer. And you better believe that's in the back of the Auburn kids' minds later this morning when they square off with the Blue Jays. But first, we got a dandy on tap here in D1. The Johnson-Brock Eagles and North Platte St. Pat's. Johnson-Brock got here by posting a big win, 56-26, 30 points over Howell's Dodge, then came back and had a little bit more of a struggle with Maywood Hayes Center getting the win 48-40 yesterday to come into the championship. St. Pat's opened with a 48-37 win over Meade, and then they had a little battle there with Dundee County Stratton, got the win 43-40. So St. Pat's has had to work a little bit harder for their wins than Johnson-Brock did. Johnson-Brock kind of cruised through that first round game with Howell's Dodge, but should be a great matchup for a state championship. And how neat is this, John, that we've got two teams from Mimahaw County playing back-to-back at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock, everybody in red and white. And look at the stands behind us. A lot of Auburn fans filling in here to support Johnson-Brock. I'm sure it'll be reciprocated when Auburn takes the floor. Could be for a really nice atmosphere here with all the Nemaha County folks in town for basketball.
Well, they should have the advantage, you would think, crowd-wise. You never know, but this is going to be a pretty good-sized crowd on both sides of the floor here. But as you said, this red and white bunch behind it for Auburn as well as Johnson-Brock, they are here and ready to cheer for their team. Earlier this morning, I had a chance to visit with Johnson-Brock coach Lucas Dellinghouse to get his thoughts on the tournament so far and about today's matchup at North Platte St. Pat's. We'll come back and visit with Coach Lucas Dellinghouse after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Lincoln at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Time out of it with Johnson Brock, Coach Lucas Dollenhaus of the Eagles. Playing for a state championship today, Coach. That's probably day one of practice last summer, or workouts, whatever you want to call it. I know this has probably been in the back of everybody's mind.
Well, not only the back, but also the front. This was our goal. When we lost to Dundee County Stratton last year in the district final, we said we wanted to be at this point this year, and we knew that it was going to take a lot of hard work. The kids really bought in over the summer. They played a lot of summer ball. And then, you know, first day of practice, we talked about hanging a banner in our gym, and that was the goal. That's what we wanted to do, and here we are with a chance to do that.
Another good game yesterday. Went 48-40. It was back and forth a little bit, but after the third quarter, it wasn't so much you got out there and the free throw shooting that fourth quarter. Your kids went 15 out of 20 at the line. That's championship basketball.
Well, we talk in practice all the time. You know, free throws are the most important shot of the game. You know, you've got no defense in front of you. It's just you and the hoop. And we work on those all the time. And our goal is always to be 70% or above. Right now in the season, we're at 67%, so that's still not where I'd like us to be. But it just showed that if you look at, you know, games that are played, a lot of them come down to made or missed free throws. And they're just so important, and we put a major focus on them.
Your kids, well, we watched a lot of ball here last couple weeks. So a lot of kids are frustrated with the officiating, and that's fine. Your kids will get upset by a call, but they don't seem to carry it all. We've seen some kids this year, they carry that up and down the floor three or four times. That's a big disadvantage.
Yeah, I tell the kids, let me handle the officiating. You know, the officials aren't going to change calls, and so our kids know we're just going to move on. It is what it is, and we're just going to keep playing, and they've done a good job adjusting to that.
All right, yesterday we saw Nick Perry went down in a heap, and we thought, oh, no, he's done for the day, maybe done for the tournament. And pretty soon I looked up, I said, he's back out there, and it didn't look like a thing happened to him.
Yeah, you know, it was an ankle, you know, just a re-injury of that ankle, but we got him taped up, and I think he'll be good to go today.
All right, let's talk about the ranked number one team in the state, North Platte St. Pat's. They won it last year. They've got some height to get a young man in the middle. Looks like a pretty solid Brecken Erickson. Is he the key focus today?
Yeah, he's the real deal. You know, we've been able to watch two games here and watch him play, and he does such a great job down in the low post. So he's got great moves. We're going to have to stay down. You know, if we can keep him off the board, that'll be huge. But it'll be a good test for us, see where we're at.
Your team coming here, I mean, it's almost all guards on your team, the way it plays out. You don't have any huge, big size, but keep that ball moving. They're playing well on both ends.
Yeah, we've got some ball handlers that really help. When you've got kids that can handle the ball, you know, good things can happen. And we've got shooters, too. You know, we didn't shoot very well yesterday, but hopefully today, you know, we can get our shooting back. And if that happens and we can handle the ball, I really like our chances today.
Playing into the arena like this, Devaney, first couple of games is one thing. You come in here, it's, again, different background for the shooters. Does that have any effect on the kids?
Well, it might. You know, we talk about that as we prepare for the state tournament, that it is a little bit different. You know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, our kids are gamers. They've played a lot of club ball tournaments and things where the hoops are kind of set like they are here, where there's not much of a background. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Your kids have been to state a couple of years ago. And I'm sure the younger kids, because you're still an awfully young team, they've watched when you had teams here before, know what's going on a little bit. That experience has to help some.
That does. You know, a lot of these kids, you know, Kim and Case and Brody, they were managers for us the last time. Dalton and Jalen were as well. So, you know, they've seen it. They've been in this environment, you know, just kind of waiting their turn. And now, you know, I know a lot of the rest of our team, you know, maybe they were in the crowd cheering on in the student section. They've seen it. Here's their turn now to come out and perform.
Just the keys today, what do you think?
Well, we're going to have to take care of the ball. They play some pressure defense, so we're going to have to really take care of the ball. We're going to have to keep them off the board. We've got to keep Erickson from getting second chance opportunities, so that's going to be important. And hopefully our shooting comes back. If our shooting comes back and we can do the other two things, I'd like our chances.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck today.
All right, thank you.
We'll be back to Lincoln at Pinnacle Bank Arena with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Do you struggle with emphysema, asthma, or other lung issues? Did you know Nemaha County Hospital offers a monthly outpatient pulmonology clinic with a pulmonologist that is board certified in sleep medicine? They are able to assess your pulmonology needs as well as any sleep issues you may be experiencing. All you need is a referral from your primary care physician. You can even follow up in one of our weekly pulmonary rehabilitation classes. This is just one of the many services provided by our respiratory therapy team at Nemaha County Hospital. We're giving our best so you can live your best.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, we have the Irish are playing today. The North Platte St. Pat Irish. I'm going to try to figure that out. Remember that.
We're not used to cheering against the Irish, are we?
They will be coming in here as last year's champion, trying to win two in a row. Johnson Rock in here today, trying to get the first one in a few years, but still been a very successful program, Randy.
Yeah, a little bit of Johnson Brock history here that Coach Lucas Dollinghouse was kind enough to share with us. This is the 55th year of Johnson Brock boys basketball since Johnson and Brock combined. They have been to the state championship three times previous to this in 1997, 98, and 2019, and they have gone 3-0 in championship games. So once they reach the championship, they have never lost the championship. Defensively, this year's team has been allowing just 35.9 points per game. The school record, John, is 40 points per game. So it would take a huge blowout to not set a new school record for points allowed for the Johnson Brock kids. Here's kind of an interesting footnote. The championship teams in 97 and 98, there were two dads of this year's team. Leighton Behrens' dad and Austin Meyer's dad were both team members on both the 97 and 98 championships. So there's a couple of proud fathers up here in the stands that know the feeling, John.
Yeah, probably let their sons know about it. If they get beat today, they'll be all over, won't they?
Yes, and here's one more record for you that's on the line. A win to this morning would set a new school record for total wins in the season of 25. They have had 24 wins in three previous seasons. One of those was the latest when they had the state championship in 2019. So looking to set a new school record here in points allowed, a new school record perhaps in wins per season. Lots of stuff on the line. Most of all, though, a state championship and that nice big trophy to take back for the trophy case in Johnson.
Coach Lucas Dollinghouse picked up win number 200 yesterday in his career. championships he won down in Northeast Kansas at Excellen now at Johnson Brock, and he continues to move, have a terrific career. Has got a good program going at Johnson Brock. Why don't we do the starters before the noise starts?
All right, starting lineup for this morning's ball game. First of all, for North Bath St. Patrick's, they are 25-2 on the year. They're coached by head coach William O'Malley. They're called the Irish, and they have Coach O'Malley. All right, their starting lineup, Andrew Brocious. Brocious is a 6-foot senior, 7.4 points per game. Zarek Branch. Branch is a 5'11 senior, 8.4 points per game. Brecken Erickson, you'll hear a lot from Mr. Erickson. He's a 6'4 junior. He puts in 17.4 points per contest. Sam Trushinski. Trushinski, a 6-foot junior, 7 points per game. And William Moats. Moats is a 6'1 senior, 9.2 points per contest. Starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles. They are 24-4 on the season. They'll go with Sloan Pelican, a 5'8 junior, 8.5 points per game. Camden Dollinghouse, 6'1 and a sophomore, 12.7 points per game. Cason Dollinghouse, a 6'1 sophomore, 5.8 points per ball game. Nick Perriott, a senior at 6'3, almost 11 points per contest. And Leighton Behrens. Behrens, a 6-foot junior, 4.5 points per contest. The Eagles coached by head coach Lucas Dollinghouse, and as we said, they are 24-4 on the season.
And not only for the Eagles, their starter, Randy, their bench has been terrific up here this weekend. Brody Taylor, the freshman, coming off there. We got Jalen Behrens, Lane Buckmeyer, all coming in, and they contribute mightily to the success for the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Yeah, it's almost a scenario, John, where you have the equivalent of 8 starters, because they've got 8 ball players that play regularly. Sure, the same 5 are on the floor for the opening tip, but those 8 ball players see an awful lot of playing time throughout the course of the game.
Both teams have made it back on the floor. They're going to introduce the non-starters. They'll introduce the starters. We've got lots of pregame festivities still to go here at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. While they are doing all of that, we're going to take a 2-minute timeout. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBX Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Since launching the new school savings program in late 2022, Frontier Bank in Falls City has had more than 100 students participate, with nearly $5,000 in total deposits and almost $350 in first deposit matches by Frontier Bank. The Tiger Branch and Irish Branch are designed for students in grades 3 through 5 to promote positive saving habits. Frontier Bank is proud to partner with local schools and be part of Falls City's community since 1880, with the tradition of personalized and local community banking. Online at frontier.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And there we have the national anthem wrapping up here at Pinnacle Bank Arena before the ball game between Johnston Brock Eagles and the North Platte St. Pat Irish today. Johnston Brock, the visitors today, they're seeded St. Patrick, seeded number one on the season in this tournament and ranked number one on the season here as we head for the final day of the basketball season in the state of Nebraska.
Well, John, I was watching the warm-ups here. You know, a lot of teams do a lot of outside three-point shooting during the warm-ups. Their warm-ups were focused primarily on everything in the paint under the basket. Even all of their warm-up drills that they ran, almost every one of them culminated with a shot from inside the paint. It'll be fun to watch and see what Mr. Erickson can accomplish inside against this tenacious, I'll call it, defense here from Johnston Brock. The Johnston Brock Eagles have played well defensively, as we mentioned earlier in the pregame. They have held their opponents to an average of 35.9 points per ball game this season. So it'll be fun to see if they can keep a lid on this offensive attack from St. Pat's.
They will like to go inside. We'll see. Yesterday, it was Brecken Erickson in foul trouble off and on throughout the game. We watched them when we worked the Johnston Brock game yesterday, and they had some foul problems with him. And they have some help off the bench as well, much like Johnston Brock, which we'll have to see. We've got another young man, Randy Zarek in Branch. He's a senior. They didn't list any heights. If you got those, I didn't want the program that sent me. You get okay, that's fine. He's 5'11", man. That kid can jump. And he was a handful inside yesterday for the opponent of North Platte St. Pat.
He averages 8.4 points per ball game and a whole bucket full of rebounds, if I remember. Something like 8.5 per game. So he gets a lot of rebounds. We've already met all of the non-starters. Now they're getting set to introduce the starting lineup for both of the teams. Again, I can't imagine, John, any of our listeners that are not aware, but we will remind everybody once again that this is the first half of a basketball doubleheader that we have for you this morning here on Sunny 101.3. After this Johnston Brock St. Pat's game, we'll have the Auburn Bulldogs taking on Ashland Greenwood, a rematch of last year's championship game. And the Bulldogs came away stinging in that one. They had won three state consecutive state championships and then lost by 3 points on a buzzer beater last year. Came away as a runner-up to Ashland Greenwood. So Jim Weeks got his kids back here. And really, this is probably an improbable thing for Auburn to be there when you figure they had to bump off the number one seed Wahoo Warriors just to get through the first round.
Yeah, they beat some good teams on the way here. Not a lot, other than Leslie, not a lot of size for Auburn. But Grant did a good job in there. The outside stuff they do and the defense they play, you wouldn't think the smaller players, I mean, when they played Wahoo, as big as that team is.
Wahoo had 6'7", 6'7", 6'5", on the floor there for a while, and they came out of it. Right now, though, our attention is focused on your Johnston Brock Eagles. A big welcome to all of our listeners all around Nemaha County, all around Johnston Brock, the Auburn area. Glad to have you tuned in this morning here to Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Catula. That's John Nixon, seated next to me. Logan Carpenter is Evans, our producer engineer, for this morning's presentation of state tournament championship basketball here on Sunny 101.3. So glad to have you tuned in. My pleasure to be here, as we have been for the last 2 weeks. Seems like we ought to be able to vote here in Lancaster County pretty soon, John. We've been here long enough.
Depends on what the office is, allow it or not, I don't know.
All right. The St. Pat's Irish huddled around their coach, O'Malley. I love that. The Irish and William O'Malley is their head coach. Johnson Rock has already got their last-minute instructions from Lucas Dollinghouse. Nick Perrion steps out into the center circle. He'll be jumping it up for Johnson Rock. He'll jump it against Brecken Erickson. And here to call your first quarter of play-by-play, Sunny 101.3, John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. It will be the Eagles going right to left as we get ready to go here. And Harriet will get the ball tipped in the backcourt to Camden Dollinghouse, and he'll take it up the floor for the Bulldogs on the first possession of the ballgame. Sloan Pelican out to Dollinghouse on the right elbow. Back to Pelican, and now off the right side he goes with it to Behrens. To the top to Keyson Dollinghouse, and now they get it to Perrion. Bounce pass inside down low to Pelican. He doesn't have the size in there as far as vertical, but he is as strong as anybody out there on that floor. Here is Perrion for three. And a great start for Nick Perrion. Getting off early and offered Johnson Brock, excuse me, 3-0. I wish one of our teams would be wearing blue or something today in the 20 team recovery. We come the other way over to the left side of the basketball now. Trzynski inside, knocked loose, stole it. Perrion had it, and the ball. That ball take a funny hop?
Went off. I think it went off his foot.
Oh, okay, that'll be why. So it will be Irish ball underneath the bucket. Trzynski inbound, looking, comes in out there to Branch. Branch in the right corner. Three ball up, no good by Andrew Brocious. They get the offensive rebound, and then they travel with the basketball, turning it back over to the Bulldogs.
Trzynski just didn't get his dribble down, John. He took a good stride before he started to dribble the basketball, and that gives it back to Johnson Brock.
It will be Dollinghouse inbound it. Perrion will bring it up the floor. Gives the Camden back to midcourt, up the left side to Pelican. Sloan moving to the right, digs it off, and Dollinghouse three ball up and short off the front edge. Rebound grabbed up there by Andrew Brocious. That was Camden with the miss. Out of the front court come the Irish. Brocious with it on the left side. Erickson down to the corner with the pass there to Moats. And now back inside, shot up, short, a whistle, and a foul as the ball is elevated up there. It will be at the line, and Brecken Erickson.
Foul's going to be on Leighton Behrens on Behrens' first personal team foul, number one on the Eagles.
At the line, Brecken Erickson. Up and good. It's 3-1. That's right. Perry with a 3 to start the ball game, so 3-1. Johnson Brock with the lead. And the second one is too strong off the back, and Perry grabs up the rebound for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Up the floor left side, Keyson Dollinghouse out top to Pelican. Sloan will hold it against the man-to-man defense of the Irish. Get it away to Perrin, right side out to Pelican again. Spins in, down the lane with the right hand, draws a foul, and he'll head to the line to shoot a pair of free throws.
Foul's going to be called on Andrew Brocious. Brocious picks up his first personal, team foul number one on the Irish. John, I'm betting how long it takes one of us to call him Sacred Heart.
Yeah, well, it won't be long.
With the Irish out there.
It won't be long, perhaps. Free throw on the way, rattles around, won't go. Pelican 4-for-6 the first two games of the tournament, has 12 points so far. Second one is coming up here for the 5'8" junior. It's on the way up, and it's good. And the lead goes to 4-1, Johnson Brock. Bring the ball up, Andrew Brocious. He is a senior. Moves it off the left side, gets away to Brecken Erickson. Pass to the left corner there. With it is Branch. In the middle, shot up, no good by Trzynski. And the rebound coming out of there with it will be Kason Dollinghouse. Quickly the other way, Camden fakes, drives in, pulls up, stopped on the block, throws it back out top now, Perrion for three from the wing. He's 2-for-2, and it's a 7-1 lead for for Johnson Brock.
There he is, feeling it right now. Let's hope that trend continues, Johnson.
Off the floor the other way. Branch inside, knocked away, stolen away. Pelican on the move forward, up ahead now to Keeson Dollinghouse. Out to Camden, back to Pelican, thinking about it. Back and in, spins away, gets it to Camden Dollinghouse in the paint. Free throw circle, left side with it. Now Camden moving in. The paint, it's up. It's too strong. Rebound. Barron puts it up. No. Miss. And the rebound. Camden Dollinghouse again in the paint. Reverse. Won't go. Tip. And we finally got a foul. We're going to call it on Johnson Brock.
Wow. I think that's probably going to go on Barron. Yes, on Leighton, and that's his second personal here early in the ballgame. Leighton Barons will come out of the ballgame in to replace him. Lane Buckmeyer, a 6'1 senior, onto the floor now for the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Johnson Brock certainly gives a good count of themselves, rebounding the basketball, and just didn't get one to drop.
Four tries.
Didn't have great looks at it. The other way we come, Kershinsky. Throw it across, pass for three, and it's on the way short, no good by Brocious. And Brocious is flying out of bounds, touches it left. The loose ball will belong to the Johnson Brock Eagle.
Brocious landed out on 9th and P Street. He went about the way off the court after that loose one.
Lob the ball in over the defender, playing the inbounder, and now up the floor comes Nick Perriott. Crosses over, and he got fouled. Boy, that's not a good foul for your big man. Out way out top like that, guarding the ball handler. That's not where you want him to commit the foul.
Is that maybe sending a message here that they're going to try and clean the game up a little? Yesterday we saw him get awfully, awfully rough. Maybe a few of those calls early on will back off some of the hacking that we had yesterday.
7-1 the score. Johnson Brock with the early lead, 4:34 to play. Harriet in the middle, lost the handle on it, stolen away by Branch. He'll get it ahead. Shot rejected. Catching up and they're knocking it away. It was Buckmeyer. And here come the Eagles the other way.
Coach got a little too casual about that layup, and Buckmeyer got in with a defensive play.
Brody Keeler snuck in there on us, the freshman. He'll give it off now to Perriott. Perriott hands it away, and Keeson Dollinghouse had it knocked away. Oh, and a reach-in foul. Well, they are going to call this close, aren't they?
Yeah, that foul is going to be on Zarek Branch. On Branch, his first personal. Team foul number three on St. Pat's. Timeout taken on the floor. 4:08 to play first period. Eagles up 7-1. We'll take a 1 minute break, a 60-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country part and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, John Nixon, apparently the Johnson Brock Eagle defense has shown up so far. They have held St. Pat's to no field goals through the first 4 minutes of the basketball game. Just 1 point on the board from that one out of two free throw shooting. Off to a good start here are the Eagles.
4:08 left in this first quarter. And the Johnson Brock ball, Brody Keeler will inbound off the baseline. Left side of the floor where he is at. We're ready to go. Everybody in the corner of the lane for Johnson Brock. Harriet breaks free to the corner. Out to Camden Dollinghouse. He looks. Now he'll dribble back toward the middle against the man-to-man defense. Kaysen. Harriet. Harriet up. Hands the ball off. Camden Dollinghouse in the paint. Drives in. Up. Mr. Wild. And a foul called. Is it offensive? Yep.
Offensive foul, Camden Dollinghouse. That'll be his first personal and team foul number three on Johnson Brock.
Like to watch the replay on that one. Dollinghouse got down there. It looks like maybe a defender moved under him late, but not the case. to the right corner with it. Branch looking. He'll take it back out to the top to Brochus. High post, and they threw it underneath. They tried to get it under there to Erickson, and it hit the rim. Came back. We'll give Keeler a rebound on that since it hit the rim. And back up the other way now. It will be Johnson Brock ball. Hand to Donhouse. A weave out top. Now Kaysen. Kaysen moving to the left. Over to the right side to Campson in the corner to Keeler. Keeler picked up his dribble, goes low.
Notice they've got Erickson out there now on period. They're not going to give him that open look after he's hit two of them.
Kaysen Donhouse driving in, had it knocked away, stolen away. Second turnover by the Eagles, and we'll come back the other way now. With the basketball is Krasinski. He'll come to the right side to Brocious. Brocious will hold it. Inside, shot up. Off the mark, no good by Krasinski. And a rebound picked up by Johnson Brock, Lane and Buckmeyer. So 7-1, Auburn with the lead. 2:48 to play. Auburn, Johnson Brock, first quarter. I'm stuck with two teams here in red. We come the other way, off the right side with the basketball. Buckmeyer down the lane. Up! Lane Buckmeyer with the bucket makes it 9-1. Johnson Brock to the front court. We come Irish basketball on the left side. Down in the corner with the basketball now. Branch lob it inside and boy drawing a crowd and having it knocked away for a moment was Erickson and then a whistle and a foul. That's going to go on Johnson Brock. Just can't see who they called it.
I think Kaysen Dollinghouse got called for that one. That'll be his first. It'll be team foul number 4 on the Johnson Brock Eagles. 2:21 to play first period. Eagles up 9-1.
The Eagles are swarming when they get the ball inside there to Erickson. Bring it in. Logan Winder in the ballgame. Lost it. Got it back. Shot it. Missed it. Erickson the rebound. Puts it up. And he got fouled. Well, Erickson fouled. Has 3 points. We'll look for 4 here. Bucket is good, and the foul is on Lane Buckmeyer.
That'll be his first personal team foul, number 5, on the Eagles.
Here at the line, Erickson ready, up and hits it. He's 2 out of 3 in line. He has all 5 Irish points. All 4 points, excuse me. 9-4 we go, 9:207 to play. Pelican with the basketball, dribbling left, off to Keeler. Back to Pelican in the wing. Left side, bounce pass, carry it, back and in, spins up and under, throws it towards the hoop, it won't go. And a foul on the rebound, that's probably going to be again on Lane Buckmeyer. He was clearing out space underneath and back under a Irish player.
Yeah, Buckmeyer's second personal. 2 on him.
16 fouls already on Johnson Brock. That's a lot early on here. Minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Eagles lead 9-4. Erickson out top. He'll give the ball up now to Seth Engler. He's a big senior as well. Engler down over Erickson, left side. Back to the top to Engler. He'll pass the ball down to the baseline. Out top with it. Brocious in the middle. Shot up and good for Logan Winder, his sophomore. And all of a sudden it's 9-6. The Eagles lead. Was 9-1, now 5 in a row by the Irish. Take the ball inside Camden Dollinghouse. Out to Sloan Pelican. He walked with it. Couldn't make a clean catch, and the ball turned over to the Irish.
Johnson Brock having their issues with turnovers here early in the ballgame. They're still up 9-6 with a minute 15 to play here in the first quarter. They led it 9-1.
To the front court, Samuel and Krasinski. Right side with the ball now to Engler. Back to Krasinski. Into the paint he goes and a traveling call. Trying to get into a jump shot. He turns his business. What?
Ooh, Krasinski turned expressed his displeasure with the official, and the official expressed his displeasure right back. That was not a good exchange for Mr. Krasinski.
No, you don't win those battles. You don't even win those debates. Here's the Eagles, there he is.
He got a stare down from the officials.
Harriet moves around a defender, lobs it off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Logan Winder for the Irish. He'll hand it off to Branch. He'll bring it up the floor now to Krasinski. Back to the top. It's Branch in the middle. Free throw and jumper in and out. No good by Winder. Rebound down by Nick Harriet. And here comes the Eagles with 27 seconds to play in the quarter. Kaler for 3. Got it. On the wing on the left side. It is a three ball for Taylor. And now the John Brock Taylor in a turnover. Up 12-6, ball stolen away.
10 seconds.
Jalen Barron, Patrick Perry, thought about it, didn't. Oh, back and in. And the big guy takes a dive on the floor to Erickson, and Perry got through. Ball for the offensive foul.
On Nick Perry, his first personal team foul, number 7. That's a player control foul, offensive foul. We won't be shooting it. But that does mean that St. Pat's will be in the 1-1 on the next foul.
Into the game for Johns Brock, Chase Van Winkle, the 5'11 junior. I'll check in there for Camden Dollenhouse.
I was kind of hoping Curry was just going to pull up and pop the three here. Now they've got 6 seconds left to bring the ball down the floor.
They roll it up near midcourt now, picked up. And how far did he walk? Three-pointer, no good. Rebound grabbed by Jalen Barrett. I guess they didn't have control of the basketball. After one, it's Johnson Brock 12. And it will be North Platte St. Pat 6. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Move to the second quarter. Johnson Brock with their original 5 starters out there, with the exception of Brody Taylor on the floor in place of Leighton Barron. Basketball will belong to St. Pat's as we move into second quarter action. Johnson Brock up 12-6 here in the Class D1 state championship game. We're at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. With the basketball is Branch on the right wing to Brocious. Around onto the left elbow. Drop pass to Branch. Too tall, goes out of bounds. John, they seem to like that alley-oop, and it hasn't worked out for him so well.
Well, he can jump, but not that high.
All right. Full court pressure now by St. Pat's. Inbound the pass. They get into Kaler. Brody Kaler down court. Sloan Pelican's going to take it all the way in, driving layup. Couldn't get it to fall, but he'll be fouled, and we'll put Pelican at the line. He'll be shooting 2 shots.
Got bumped off center there. Foul will be called on Andrew Brocious. His second and team foul number 4.
At the line, Sloan Pelican, a 57% free throw shooter on the season. He's 1 out of 2 this morning. Here shooting 2 shots for the Eagles. Pelican launches the shot. It's up, and it is good. It rolled around. Took a while to decide to go in there, John, but he finally got it to drop.
Well, it tried to climb out.
Yeah, it sure did. Sloan Pelican now 2 out of 3 from the line. Got another shot coming here. Looks to the basket. Shot is on the way up, and good. That one right down the middle, no doubt on it. And the lead is back to 8 now at 14-6. That's the equals the biggest lead of the game. They led 9-1 at the 2.5-minute mark back in the second period. Branch holds the basketball on the corner on the right side. Around the horn, over to the left elbow it goes. That's Moats with the basketball. Moats gives to Erickson. Erickson back up top to Shinsky. Now driving into the paint goes Erickson on an off-balance shot. Perriott with a great job to go up and get that defensive rebound. Outlet pass down court to Camden Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse into forecourt left elbow, gives it back up top to Perriott. Perriott guarded by Erickson in the man-to-man defense. Goes to Brody Kaler. Kaler at the free throw line. Up top, Pelican for 3, short off the front of the rim. And the rebound taken down and cleared away by Moats. Down court for the Irish is Erickson. Right in front of us here at our broadcast point courtside. Top of the key for Shinsky. Finds Erickson. Now Branch in the corner. Right side. Erickson wants the ball the worst way. They've got him double-teamed under the basket, though, John. Now they lob it to Erickson, clear out on the left wing. Back to the top of the key for Shinsky with it to the near side, Branch. Branch goes in, fall away shot in the paint, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Zarek Branch, his first points of the ball game. He got the 2. It's 14-8. Johnson Brock up by 6, 6.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. This is Sloan Pelican spinning in. Perriott for 3, in and out. That one wouldn't go. Looked awful good there for a while, John. Rebound brought down by Winder. Winder to the left elbow, Krasinski. Krasinski to the near side. Branch into the corner. Baseline right side. Here's a three from the corner that's up and off the rim. And the rebound brought down by Keeson Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse clears out the defensive board with a pass to Perriott. Across the timeline comes Perriott. One-on-one with Erickson. Goes to the corner with it. Camden Dollinghouse. Sloan Pelican. Pelican between defenders driving layup. Got it partially blocked. Rebound brought down by Branch. Fast break. Down court with a basketball. Moats into the corner right side. Gets it after Krasinski. Krasinski can't get an open look. Back to Branch in the corner. Branch can't go to the baseline. They've got it well defended. Johnson Brock's defense holding up for the most part pretty well here this morning so far.
Branch not a three-point shooter, obviously.
Lob pass inside Erickson. They had him surrounded. Slapped the ball away. Camden Dollinghouse. Outlet pass down to Perriott. Into fourth court to Kaler. Right back up to Perriott. Boy, I like what the Eagles are doing on Erickson, how they collapse on him on the baseline, John. With the ball on the right side is Kaler. Into the corner, Camden Dollinghouse. Driving baseline right side. Laying up and good. Camden Dollinghouse, his first 2 points of the morning.
They just completely lost, and he got baseline all the way to the hoop.
Here's Erickson in the corner on the left side. Ball taken away by Casey Dollinghouse with a steal. Gives it out to Perriott. Down court it comes. Camden Dollinghouse, baseline left side. Put it to Kaler, back up to Camden. Now Nick Perriott has the ball. Erickson chases after Perriott, top of the key, Sloan Pelican. Eagles up 16-8 right now. There's a long three from our elbow up and good. Perriott is on fire. That is Nick Perriott's third three-pointer. He's 3 out of 4. Timeout taken on the floor by Safe Pass with 4:47 to go here in the first half. 19-8. Eagles up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC. Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back inside Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln's downtown Haymarket District. I'm Randy Gatulis, seated next to John Nixon. Eagles off to a good start here. Johnson Brock up 19-8 with 4:47 to go here in the second quarter. Nick Perriott has hit 3 out of 4 from three-point range this morning, John, and I'll take 75% shooting on three-pointers anytime.
Oh, you bet. Everybody else has been kind of shut down from the outside. They're leaving Perriott open. He's taking advantage of it so far.
Foul situation right now. Lane Buckmeyer with 2. Leighton Behrens has 2. Andrew Brocious with 2 for St. Pat's. North Platte St. Pat's, the Irish, will have the basketball to inbound it. Krasinski inbounds the basketball. At the top of the circle comes Moats around the horn, baseline left side. Brocious comes back up top with it again to Krasinski to the near side, looking for Branch. He hands to Erickson in the corner. Erickson goes right back around the horn to the left wing, Brocious again. Now Branch in the baseline left side holds the basketball. They're working it around the outside perimeter. This 2-3 zone that Johnson Brock is running at him. Looking inside for Erickson. They've got him trapped under there. He does find a way to go up. Couldn't get it. Got his own rebound. Wants to go up with a follow shot. Still can't get it. Follow shot put back for the third time. And now Behrens comes down with a defensive rebound. Great job by Leighton Behrens to get the board. At the other end, Camden Dollinghouse puts up a shot. Gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. Dollinghouse got knocked completely down. Here comes Branch. Bounce pass into Erickson. Grabbed up by the Eagles down court. Camden Dollinghouse. Fast break. Big collision. Blocking foul as Dollinghouse comes down the floor. The blocking foul is going to be called on the Irish.
Thomas Gale is junior called for the foul. He was backpedaling as fast as he could, but Dollinghouse caught up with him, and they're both moving. That's going to be blocking.
On Gale, his first personal team foul, number 5 now on the Irish. It'll be Johnson Brock's basketball to inbound it into backcourt. They lob it down to Camden Dollinghouse. He'll come up court one-on-one, working against Thomas Gale. Gives to Nick Perriott. Perriott with a give-and-go. Finds Sloan Pelican. Pelican to the right side. Open look, Camden Dollinghouse. 3. It's off the back of the iron. No. Rebound, St. Pat's. Irish with the ball. Branch will push it down court to the near side. Go to Krasinski. Into the corner. This is Erickson. You got to watch Erickson. Krasinski now on the dribble. Feeds Erickson in traffic. He's triple teamed. Tied up. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow. Johnson Rock. Eagles get the basketball. And right now, that is a frustrated Brecken Erickson under there, John.
Three defenders around you. Last thing you can do is the big guys bring the ball down to about knee or hip level.
He came out of the paint talking to himself there a little bit, John. All right, inbounding and Nick Perry against full court pressure to Kendon Dollinghouse. Here in the corner on the left side, Dollinghouse up court, chasing him is Gale. He gets it across the midcourt line into the corner baseline right side. That's Bodie Kaler picked up the dribble. Driving baseline right side, Dollinghouse, he got hammered. Dollinghouse will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. And we know about Dollinghouse, 83% from the free throw line on the season.
I'll go on Krasinski, his first and team foul number six.
Camden Dollinghouse at the line to shoot two shots. The first shot is on the way up, and it is good. Dollinghouse now with 3 points in the ballgame. This is the biggest lead of the contest. Johnson Rock now up 20-8 at 12-point advantage with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half. And you just kind of like to see the Eagles just play solid defense the next 3 minutes and get to the locker room with a nice, comfortable lead here.
Cam is now 19-21 this weekend, 20-22 at the line now.
Well, he's 83% on the season, so not surprising. He's having a good one here in Lincoln. All right, this is the biggest lead thus far now, 21-8, Johnson Rock on top. The Irish trying to find some offense. Erickson into the corner right wing to Moats. Moats back up top with it to Brocious. Across court left side, Krasinski. Krasinski looking for that lob under there. They give it back to Krasinski. Give and go. Erickson's shot is up. Whistle. Oh, we're going to get a foul this time. And Erickson's going to be at the free throw line. Who's it on, John?
I think it's on Lane Buckmeyer. Yes, that's his Lane's third foul. Team foul number eight on Johnson Brock.
Brecken Erickson at the line. He's two out of three from the free throw line this morning. Has 4 points. Here shooting two. The first one is up and off. No good. The average of 17.4 points per ball game. The leading scorer on this Irish team. He's a 6'4 junior. He's a built specimen too. Looks like a football player, doesn't he, John?
Yes, he does. Carry it back in now for Buckmeyer.
Second shot is up and good. Got that one to fall. He now has 5 points in the ball game, and the score now goes to 21-9. Just under 3 minutes to play here in the first half at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Class D1 state championship basketball game. An inbound pass. Brody Kaler trapped in the corner. He did a great job keeping his head there for a freshman to get that ball out. Into forecourt. On the dribble comes Jalen Behrens. Gives off to Pelican. Sloan Pelican. Back up to Brody Kaler, goes to Sloan in the corner. A cross-court pass, Jalen Behrens with the basketball. Jalen in the paint, driving lay-in. He got fouled, and will put Jalen Behrens at the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Well, they stopped him from getting the shot away so he could have a shot at it. Foul will go on Engler. Seth Engler picked up his first foul of the contest this morning.
First free throw is up and short, just off the front of the rim. Would not go for Jalen Behrens. He'll get another attempt coming. Down to 2:34 to play here in the first half. 21-9. The Eagles up by 12. Second shot is up and good for Jalen Behrens. Behrens hits one out of two. Makes it 22-9. Back to a 13-point lead here again. They were up 21-8, 13 just a minute ago with the basketball. Krasinski up to Brocious, top of the key. To the near side, it comes to Engler. Engler beats Krasinski, driving baseline right side. Krasinski across court, all the way, jump shot on the left wing, up and off, no good. Getting his own rebound. The ball is loose on the floor, and coming out of there with it is Behrens. Jalen Behrens out to Sloan Pelican. There were four players in a pile on the floor. Now Behrens at the top of the key, gives up to Perriott. Here's Sloan Pelican. Pelican has the ball knocked away. He's on the floor and called a timeout. Nope, he got a jump ball instead. Possession arrow is going to go to the Irish.
1:54 left in this first half. We're going to see the Bulldogs have made it.
Okay.
Down here on the far end watching the Johnson Brock Eagles play.
Any of our listeners that weren't here and haven't been following the game may be confused when they hear us talking about the Irish. The Irish we're referring to are North Platte St. Pat's here. Irish basketball, left elbow. Krasinski with the basketball. 22-9. Inside Erickson. Bounce pass right side. Ball got away loose and taken away by Behrens. How about Leighton Behrens? Man, he's been in on it. Down court it comes to Camden Dollinghouse. Leighton Behrens has made his presence felt in a hurry here, didn't he, John?
He did.
All right, Perriott feeds into the corner, driving baseline on the right side. Ball popped away loose. Barron's with a give and go. The game to Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse shot is blocked. Fast break coming the other direction with it. Down court of the right wing, holding things up is Moats. Inside, follow-away shot, Winder. Winder got his own rebound. Follow shot, put back up and good. Logan Winder with the putback. And with a minute 9 to go in the first half, the lead is now 22-11. Eagles up by 11. Johnson Brock just wants to make sure they get to the locker room with the lead. Oh, there's a steal. Perriott has the ball stolen away by Erickson, driving lay-in up and good. That was an expensive turnover there. Johnson Brock has had their issues with turnovers here in the first half. Perriott down court. Again, pressuring him on defense is Erickson to the right side of Brody Kaler. Kaler gives it up top to Camden Dollinghouse. Leighton Barons with the basketball. Barons backs into the paint, takes it all the way in, driving layup, got the shot blocked. It goes out of bounds off of Barons, and it'll go back to St. Pat's.
Good defense that time by Logan Winder, and there is a sophomore doing a good job, and the block shot came down and went off the arm of Jalen Barron.
Well, 4 unanswered points. It was 22-9. Now we're at 22-13 with 30 seconds to go. St. Pat's will probably come down and play for one here. Straczynski with the basketball to the left side. Brocious up top. Straczynski to the right elbow it comes. Moats, ball is loose, trying to save him from going out of bounds with Barron's. I've been impressed with what Jalen Barron's has done with the minutes that he's got to play here in this first half. He's been all over the court.
He's done well so far there for the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Brocious to inbound it with 17 seconds to play here. Into the corner, Erickson. Straczynski over to the left elbow, Moats. Back up top it comes. Now they give it to Straczynski, dribbling, baseline right side, jump shot up and good. Straczynski puts it in. That's 6 unanswered points here. Johnson Brock is not going to have enough time to get a shot off. There it is at the buzzer, but it doesn't go. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles still up by 7. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 7 and St. Pat's 15. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Fast Global Solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome you back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the St. Pat's Irish 22-15, our halftime score. Time now to take a look at the first half scoring. The scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, let's take a look at the individual numbers. For St. Pat's, they're led by Brecken Erickson at halftime. He has 7 points. 4 points for Logan Winder, 2 for Zarek Branch, and 2 for Sam Krasinski. From the free throw line, St. Pat's has made 3 out of 5 free throws. They have 15 points. For your Johnson Brock Eagles, leading the way, Nick Peria. Nick hit 3 threes in the first half on 3 out of 4 three-point shooting. He has 9 points. 4 points for Camden Dollinghouse, with 3 points each are Sloan Pelican and Brody Kaler. Lane Buckmeyer added 2, and Jalen Behrens with 1 for their total of 22. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock made 6 out of 8 from the charity stripe in the first half. 22-15, your halftime score. In the foul situation, Lane Buckmeyer has 3 personal fouls. Leighton Behrens has 2. No one else for the Eagles with more than 1. Andrew Brocious with 2 personals for St. Pat's. No one else on their team with more than 1 foul either. So at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading North Platte St. Pat's 22-15. We'll step aside here for a 2-minute timeout. Update you with the all-important weather forecast. It's getting a little bit nasty out there, they tell me. We'll have 2 minutes more information after the weather, and then we'll be back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena with third-quarter action coming up. You're listening to State Tournament Championship Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Like me, you probably had no idea that 1 in 4 teens admit they've misused prescription drugs, or that 2/3 of them get these pills from home. My son can't tell you now, so I will. Parents, talk to your kids about this.
Visit talkheart2heart.org to learn more. This project funded by the State Opioid Response, grant number 1H79TI081706-02 through the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, and Region 5 Systems.
Brought to you by the Fort County Collaborative of Southeast Nebraska.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy this afternoon with mixed precipitation likely changing to all rain. Highs level off around 40. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight 26. Overcast. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow high temperatures reach up to 41. A dusting of snow today. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policies, or apply for home or auto insurance? Casey Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see Casey Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson, and take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck & Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Contact Community Insurance Agency with agents in Pawnee City, Humboldt, Tecumseh, and Sterling. Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. We're courtside here at the Class D1 Boys State Championship game. Your Johnson Brock Eagles leading St. Pat's Irish 22-15. And John, we already did a scoring recap here, but they brought us by a stat sheet now. One of the stats that jumps out at you with the Johnson Brock up 22-15, it's real easy to see why. From the shooting percentages, Johnson Brock 75% on their free throws, 6 of 8. Here's the big one, 50% on three-point shots, 4 out of 8, and 31% on two-point shots, 6 of 19. On the other side of the ledger for the Irish, they've only hit 3 of 5 from the free throw line for 60%. They are 0 for 4 from three-point range, 0%. And only 6 out of 21 shooting from the field, 28% on two-point shots. So the shooting just has not been there for St. Pat's, and they got to hope they don't start warming up here in the second half because they just did not shoot the ball well. But credit to the Johnson Brock defense. Well, they had something to do with that.
Been pretty good defense. The turnovers, 12 for St. Pat's and 7 for Johnson Brock. Unfortunately, 2 or 3 of Johnson Brock's in there. That last couple of minutes of the first half, and that hurt a little bit.
Yeah, Johnson Brock led this thing 22-9, and they gave up 6 unanswered, a 6-0 run there in the final minute and a half of that second quarter, and that's what closed it up now to where we've just got a 7-point ball game. It was feeling pretty good there when they were up by 13, John.
Well, we'll see what happens here as we get ready for the second half action, get underway here. We'll take another 1 minute break. We'll be back for the start of the second half on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Well, John, when we look back over our shoulders here this morning, look at all the familiar faces, both from Johnson Brock and from Auburn. Everybody's in red and white, of course, and you look at this crowd, this has got to be one of the biggest turnouts to support Nemaha County we've ever seen at one time here. Look at that.
Oh, what's the chance of getting back-to-back championship games in the same area like this close together, and it just doesn't happen very often.
We have our side of Pinnacle Bank Arena probably, 80% filled over here, I guess. Not a lot of empty seats behind us, that's for sure. A good turnout this morning from Minnehaha County here to support the Bulldogs and the Eagles.
Now, it'll be interesting to see if they let the Auburn fans move down for the next game.
Yeah. All right, Johnson Brock on top at the half, 22-15. We're ready to move into third quarter action in this state championship game. Johnson Brock will have the basketball, and here is John Nixon.
Thanks, Randy. The Eagles will bring it in to Sloan Pelican. He'll work the ball up the floor. He'll come over to the left side, get the ball down in the corner to Camden Dollinghouse, back to Pelican. Looking right, off the mark there to Barron's, and back out to Harriet, and Kaysen Dollinghouse for three, short off the front edge. No good. Rebound by William Moats.
Would have been nice to see that one drop.
He'll give it up to Andrew Brocious. Brocious will take the ball forward and hand off to Kaczynski. Here to three-pointer at the other end. Up off the mark. No good. Rebound on the offensive end. Putback won't go, and a foul on that putback. It is grabbed up by William Moats, and a foul on the Bulldogs.
It's going to be a Leighton Barron, so that's Leighton's third personal. So Leighton Barron's with three, Leighton Buckmeyer with three now for the Eagles.
Brody Kaler will come in after this first free throw for the Eagles. It's up and it's good for William Moats. His first point of the ball game here.
That's seven unanswered points here by the Irish.
Second free throw coming for the senior. It's on the way. It's up and it's good. In the hole it goes, and now we get a 22-17 game. Johnson Brock needs to get the offense back in gear here. The front court, the Sloan Pelican driving to the paint. In the paint he goes. Ball knocked loose, and a foul now called on the Irish in North Platte St. Pat.
I think that's going to go on Branch. Derek Branch picks up his second personal, team foul number one of the half.
At the line, Sloan Pelican, 3 out of 4 on the morning so far. He gets set at the line. It's up and too strong, no good. He'll get another one here.
Sloan Pelican uses a very low trajectory on his free throws. It's just a rifle shot in there.
Second one on the way is up, and that one is good. And the Eagles lead 23-17 by 6.
Pelican now 4 of 6 for the line.
Coming up the floor with the ball once again will be William Moats. Moats off the right side to Brocious. He'll hold it against the zone. Inside, they get the ball underneath, and the big man back goes in for Eric, and he's got 9 assists by Branch. And here comes Johnson Brock with a 4-point lead. Camden Dollinghouse with only one field goal on the day, 4 points. No 3 points yet. Pelican off the right side. Camden Dollinghouse drives in traffic up and offensive foul call as being set in there. Samuel Straczynski, and Camden called for his second offensive foul of the day.
Second team foul here early in this second half.
Coach Dollinghouse kind of rolling his eyes on the far sideline as the official runs up the floor. Now here we come. The Irish with the basketball down by 4, looking to dig into that lead again. They are the defending champs. They won't go easy. Out to Erickson on the left side at the elbow. Back to the top. High post they go. Throw it underneath. Tried to tip it, and it's taken away by Kaysen Dollinghouse ahead to Pelican. He'll wait now on Camden. Off to Perry, who's got 3 triples in the first half. Take the ball to Pelican. He looks right. He drives. He spins. And he jumped in the air, and he had to throw it. And he threw it right to Erickson. And here come the Irish the other way. Down low, Erickson guarded by Camden Dollinghouse. And that's going to be 3 on Camden. I believe that's a bad matchup of Camden on him underneath.
I'm sure Camden was a guilty party there. Yes, it is. So Dollinghouse picks up his third personal, team foul number 3 now on the Eagles.
Off the Eagle bench comes a chase of Van Winkle. At the line is Erickson, the first one up, and no good. He's got 9 points, looking for 10 here.
Erickson 3 out of 6 from the line so far this morning.
And now we're getting everybody back in. Okay. Sloan Pelican left the free throw area, now back in there. around the rim. It won't go. Rebound grabbed up by Nick Harriott. Harriott will bring it up for Johnson Brock here with a 4-point lead and 5:50 play in the third. Van Winkle celebrated his birthday yesterday. We'll give the ball off now to Kaysen Dollyhouse. Back to Van Winkle. Hand the ball away to Harriott. Out top, he's guarded there by Erickson. Floating to the left with the basketball to Taylor. Back to Van Winkle and off to Pelican. Again, in the middle between the circles with the basketball. Nick Harriott setting up the offense. They're running motion underneath. He picked up his dribble and an offensive foul underneath. I think we got Van Winkle that time. They did. Chase Van Winkle gets called for his first, and that's the fourth foul of the half already on Johnson Brock.
Boy, that's four quick fouls. We haven't even played 3 minutes of this period.
Walking the ball up the floor and now jogging it up will be the Irish in the hands of William Motes. Had a long three-pointer, way long. Rebound brought down by Kaysen Dollyhouse off the long miss from the right wing. Now Kaysen thought about it, didn't. He'll go to the left side with the pass. Driving Pelican, swiped away from behind, but a reach-in foul called against the Irish.
Foul's going to be on William Motes. On Motes, that's his first personal team foul, number two, on the Irish from St. Pat's of North Platte.
Pelican will inbound the ball from the baseline on the left side of the floor. He looks, an eagle knocked down, now lob it out top. Taylor will make the grab. He'll give it over to Pelican. Now Pelican's got it from Harriott. Nick Harriott into the paint, looks the ball to the corner. Three ball, Dollyhouse in, out, no. Rebound grabbed up by Branch. That was Kaysen on the shot. Up the floor, Branch. Now he stops, picks up his dribble. He'll give it to Krasinski. Left side, Erickson, and the pass misfired. Boy, who's going to call a foul on there? On 23.
It's going to be on Motes. Motes called for his second personal team foul, number three. Well, if you're a St. Pat's fan, you'd have a real argument for that.
Wow.
Could have gone the other way.
I had an argument no matter who they called that on. There wasn't that much contact. 23-19, left side, Johnson Brock ball, Kaysen Dollyhouse. Now it goes, Taylor, the Dollyhouse, Pelican on the left side. Back Van Winkle, and now it's Dollyhouse in the paint, out on the left side, shot of the way up. Won't go out there for Van Winkle. The rebound grabbed by the Irish. Up the floor with it is Branch. Branch spins into the lane, elevates the shot, short, no good. Rebound, Van Winkle on the run, looking for help. The defender catches him, hands it off to Taylor. Taylor to Branch, back out top. He'll work the ball around and run Van Winkle. Now a three ball up by Taylor, won't go. Off the hands of Pelican. And it will be long to North Platte St. Pat. And we got a timeout on the floor. It's 23-19, Johnson Brock. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Like me, you probably had no idea that 1 in 4 teens admit they've misused prescription drugs, or that 2/3 of them get these pills from home. My son can't tell you now, so I will. Parents, talk to your kids about this.
Visit TalkHeart2Heart.org to learn more. This project funded by the State Opioid Response, grant number 1H79TI081706-02 through the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, and Region 5 Systems.
Brought to you by the Fort County Collaborative of Southeast Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Pinnacle Bank Arena. We have the Eagles with a 4-point lead, 23-19. They have only scored 1 point here in the third quarter through the first 4 minutes and 6 seconds. A free throw, so they've got to get that offense back in high gear like it was early in the ball game.
They led 22-9 at the 1:30 mark of the second quarter, so it's been a long dry spell offensively.
Out on the right side of the basketball, for Krasinski. Inside he goes, and the ball swiped away from Moat. It's up the floor. Peeler took it away, and the ball, as they throw it up the floor, is batted out of bounds by the Irish. Johnson Brock ball in front of the scorer's table. Into Perry in the backcourt. He'll come to the right side for Pelican. Pelican drives, leaves the ball off there for Kaysen Dollyhouse. Now down the lane, floating with the right hand. Up and down, and a foul ball. Bucket by Lane Buckmeyer, his second of the ball game. And he'll get the and one free throw with the foul on the Irish. So now at the free throw line, Lane Buckmeyer makes it 25-19, looking to make it 26.
John, I didn't catch the foul.
Up and no good, and the rebound grabbed up by Kaysen Dollyhouse. And a three-pointer in the corner, up, no good, and the rebound grabbed by the Irish. They'll head the other way with it. Krasinski with the basketball. Off it goes to Erickson. Back out to the top, now to Moats. Moats in the corner, and a long three on the way up and down from the left corner from Krasinski. That's the first three-point bucket of the ball game for the Irish.
Moats, right, got it, right?
Johnson brought the basket. No, it's Krasinski. Out on the left side, Pelican for three, and in at the other end on the left side. Long Pelican with his first bucket of the ball game has 7 points. It's 28-22. The lead of six for Johnson Brock. Now at the other end with it, Branch hands it off. Now lob underneath, making the catch is going to be Erickson. Now he'll take it back out of the top, and a three ball up short, no good by Krasinski. Scramble for the rebound. Who's got it? Nobody's got it. Pelican's got it. Timeout, Johnson Brock. Coach Dollyhouse, I hope we don't get a technical for being a sixth player on the floor. He got out there a long way. 28-22, Johnson Rock. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The Johnson Brock Eagles call the timeout. They keep possession of the basketball. Inbounding will be Lane Buckmeyer. The Perriott lobs it ahead to Kaysen Dollyhouse driving in. Let the defenders go by, kicks it out to Kaler for three, short, rebound to Branch, he'll take it on the run. Branch all the way to the hole, layup too strong, rebound grabbed down there by Pelican, and up the floor comes Perriott, and a block foul again on the Irish, backpedaling.
Going to be on Sam Krasinski. On Krasinski, that's his second personal, team foul number five, I believe. Watching the replay.
Yeah, that is 15. Okay, up the floor. It'll be Perriott to Pelican out top. With the ball now is Buckmeyer. Over to Pelican for three on the rim. No good. Nobody underneath there but white jerseys. And out for the Irish gun for Krasinski. Throws it ahead to the right wing, and now back to Krasinski. Driving right, pulls up, looks, skips it across there for Winder. Winder goes in, lost it. Pelican throws it ahead to Kaler. Driving in and off balance. Can't get her to go. Branch headed the other way. Up and down the floor we go. Branch throws it inside now. Erickson elevates, and he will be fouled. Let's see who we got here.
Erickson was stripped of the basketball as he went up. I think Kaler.
Brody's first. They call it on?
Boy, I'm having a hard time picking that up.
Dollyhouse, they call it on Kaysen.
Yeah, it's his second personal.
All right, his second.
First one didn't go here.
Okay. And Erickson makes the second one. One out of two gives him 10 points in the ball game now. In the backcourt, pressure on Perriott. Long pass ahead, taken away by Branch. Branch will work it up the floor, and he'll give it all away now. 28-23, Johnson Brock by five with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Left side, Branch shoots it, and he's fouled by Kaysen Dollyhouse. Holds his hands out going, what are you talking about?
on Kaysen. That'll be his third personal. So now Sloan Pelican with three, Kaysen Dollinghouse with three, Leighton Behrens with three, Lane Buckmeyer with three. We've got some foul issues, John.
That's team foul number six, and the free throw is up and no good for Derek Branch. His first trip to the line today.
Kaysen Dollinghouse leaves the ballgame, checking in to replace him. Jalen Behrens, a 5'11 senior, back on the floor for the Eagles.
28-23, the free throw set up and no good. Rebound Erickson. He got hit. No foul call there. And now out on the right side with the ball. It's tipped and stolen. Here comes Taylor after the tip away by Buckmeyer. Taylor all the way in. Ends up on the deck. Rebound again by Behrens. Harriet for three. No. Rebound brought down again by Erickson.
Boy, the ball just not dropping now, John.
Krasinski to the front court. Lead still at five with 42 seconds to go in the third. In the corner for Branch. He passes back out. He's got it again. He didn't even look at a three-point shot. But this one will. Krasinski short. Branch the rebound in the paint. Up and got it. He's good in there. He can rebound. And the 13-point lead now is down to three. Through traffic with the basketball. Buckmeyer out to Pelican. Off balance. Gets the ball away to Behrens. And we've got a foul called on. I don't know who it was. They said 14. They don't have one of those. All right. Johnson Brock will bring in Dollinghouse and also Behrens back in.
Foul was on Erickson. That's his second personal, John.
Okay. Team foul number six. We've got to shoot a lot of free throws in this fourth quarter here. Johnson Brock ball on the baseline. Pelican out top to Perriott, runs it down, gets it now inside in the paint. Out to Kaysen Dollinghouse from Camden. Three ball up and down from the right side. Kaysen with his first point today. We'll lead back up to six, 4 seconds, three. And a shot at the buzzer on the rim. Won't go. And that ends our third quarter. Johnson Brock retains the lead, 31-25. He got scored in the third. By 1 point, we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
We're ready to go in the fourth quarter. It will be North Platte St. Pat basketball. They trail the Johnson Brock Eagles 31-25. And with fourth quarter action, here's Randy Gatua.
Thank you, sir. It'll be Krasinski to inbound the ball at midcourt, getting set to toss it in, waiting for the signal here that the media timeout ends. Here's the inbound pass. They toss it into Brocious. Brocious across the timeline. Top of the key, right side, Krasinski handles the basketball. Lob pass inside in the paint. Moving toward the basket. Fall away jump shot up off the top. Doesn't go. A battle for the rebound and a whistle and a foul is going to be called.
That's Erickson.
On Erickson. That'll be his third, I think.
His third, and we're going to come to the other end and shoot our first of what may be a lot of free throws.
Well, if it turns into a free throw shooting contest, you got to hope the Eagles watch their game here. At the free throw line, Kaysen, that's Kaysen, right? Kaysen Dollinghouse at the line. He has 3 points this morning on 1 3-pointer. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe. Here shooting 1-1. The shot is up and good. Dollinghouse now with 4 points. The lead is back to 7 at 32-25. 7:48 to go in the ballgame early here in the fourth quarter.
Jason Dollinghouse, set for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and it's good also. Right down the middle, he's got 5 points. The lead is back to 8. 33-25, Johnson Brock up by 8 early here in the fourth period. Brocious with the basketball, comes up top with it to Moats. Back off to Brocious on the right side. Brocious holds the basketball, now goes to Branch at the top of the key. He and Branch play catch with it, out to the left side. A cross-court pass, long pass, inside the paint, ball tipped away and stolen. Coming up with it, Jason Dollinghouse. Branch coming down to give chase. Branch makes contact, no whistle. Cam to Dollinghouse, tries to drive the baseline. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Moats.
Moats will pick up his third, and again, will go to the line and shoot free throws. Camden Dollinghouse, he's been a free throw machine in the first two games in this one.
83% on the season. He's 2 for 2 this morning. This shot is up and good. He's now 3 out of 3. Boy, if you want to have the Dollinghouse boys at the free throw line the rest of the game, that might not be a bad deal.
No. And it's 21-23 in the tournament this week.
Second shot is up and good. Got a move. Suddenly, the lead is back to 10, John. 35-25. Johnson Brock up now at the 7-12 mark to play in the ballgame. All right, Branch with the basketball. Branch looks up to Brocious. A cross-court pass to the far side. Moats works into the corner. Erickson, baseline right side. Long three-pointer good by Brocious. That was way outside the three-point arc. Timeout taken on the floor with 6:56 to go in the ballgame. 35-28. Johnson Brock up by 7. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you. Life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay. Bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions. Global presence with small-town spirit.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Johnson Brock Eagles had a 10-point lead there momentarily, 35-25. But, man, Andrew Brocious hit a three-pointer NBA range way outside for a quick three, and now the lead is 7. Johnson Brock struggling to get the ball inbounds. They get it inbounds on the dribble. Camden Dollinghouse almost has it taken away. He's double-teamed. And an offensive foul on Camden Dollinghouse. They had him double-teamed. He led with the forearm, and they'll do that to you.
That will be Camden's fourth foul. And he is an awful important piece for Johnson Brock to not have in this ballgame.
Fouls is becoming an issue here now. Everybody in foul trouble. Inbound the pass, they toss it into Andrew Brocious. Brocious at the top of the circle, picks up his dribble. Gives to Erickson on the left elbow. Back now to Krasinski. Krasinski hands to Brocious. Johnson Brock sitting in a 2-3 zone defense here now, trying to make him shoot over the top of it. Bounce pass in the paint. Erickson moves in traffic. Fall away shot off the glass. No. A battle for the rebound. Follow shot put back up and off. It won't go. A battle for the rebound. Coming out of there with the basketball, doing a great job with Leighton Barons. Down court. We have a player in the table right in my lap here. All right, into the corner left side. With his Taylor. I think the equipment's all still here. He took the cell phone out. He got. All right. We kind of got discombobulated.
You held him down and had a 5-on-4.
Perriott with the basketball into the corner. Sloan Pelican. Pelican back up top to Perriott to the near side. It comes to Kaler. Baseline right side, Jason Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse has the ball stolen away by Branch. Pelican is there with him. Pelican reached in to try and knock the ball away so it won't be a shooting foul. Well, it'll be a 1-and-1, but it won't be a 2-shotter.
Sloan Pelican picked up his first foul of the ball game after fouling out midway through the fourth quarter last night. It's a good foul there, probably.
We had a player right up on our table with us here, son. Branch at the line, shooting 1-and-1. The first shot is on the way up, off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Brody Taylor. Branch couldn't get it to fall. He's 0-for-3 from the line. A whistle and a foul is going to be called in backcourt. They knock Barron's to the floor.
That's going to be Erickson. That's going to be 4 on him.
Boy, they can't afford to lose Erickson. There's a lot of time left here. 5:42 to go. At the free throw line, will be Leighton Barron's. Leighton, a 48% free throw shooter on the season, has not scored yet this morning. Barron's at the line. 1-1 at the line for Leighton Barron's. He looks to the basket, launches the shot. It's up and good. Got her down. He's got a second shot coming. The lead is back up to 8 now, 36-28, with 5:42 to go in the ballgame. Leighton Barron's ready for his second free throw. It's on the way up, and this one is short. Came up short, goes out of bounds, and the basketball will belong to the Irish. 5:42 to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock up by 8.
His teammates are laughing at him.
36-28. All right. On the dribble into forecourt. Brocious with the basketball. Brocious to Erickson, left side in the corner. Branch. Branch doesn't want to take a three down there. He wants no part of that. Here's a long three on the way. Brocious up and off, no good. Erickson with a follow shot this block. Follow shot, get back. Two points, no basket.
Got the jump ball when he came down before he elevated. And he'll go to Johnson Brock on the automated possession.
Boy, great defense under there, John. I don't know who got a hand on it for Johnson Brock. I have a feeling it was Barron's. That's who it looked like came out of there. But
Jason Dollinghouse re-enters the game here for Johnson Brock.
All right, 5:22 to go. Long down court pass. They're trying to get it to Kaler. He chases the ball down. Feeds it underneath Dollinghouse. Jason Dollinghouse goes up with a shot off the glass and good. Very patient. That was Buckmeyer, rather. Lane Buckmeyer, very patient there, John.
Wise
for the defense to go over him. Heads up basketball. The lead is back to 10, 38-28. Great job by Buckmeyer on the baseline under the basket just now. Underneath, they feed it to the corner. Branch, fall away shot, short off the rim. Rebound brought down by Johnson Brock. Sloan Pelican to the whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. My goodness.
Pelican called for the foul. That'll be Sloan's second.
Well, if we had to have one, that's the guy we wanted on. He's only got two. At the free throw line will be William Motes. Motes is 2 for 2 from the line this morning. Has 2 points in the ballgame. 38-28. Johnson Brock by 10. We're inside of 5 minutes to go now. 4:54 on the game clock. Here's Winder back into the lineup. Also back onto the floor comes Engler. Seth Engler also.
The rest of the way, we'll be shooting 2 free throws each time for both teams.
Erickson's going to set down here with 4 personals. Motes from the free throw line. Shot is up and got it. Oh, he got the bounce. It went straight up in the air, John. Bounced at least 3 or 4 feet straight up and then dropped through for him.
Lead is 9. The Eagles are 4:54 to go.
The end one coming up here. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound on the floor. Everybody after it. Branch goes up with a shot. Another jump ball is going to be called, or held ball.
Stays this time with North Platte St. Pat's.
They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Apparently, they're going to let Erickson play offense, but not defense.
Like both coaches like to play offense and defense. Coach Dollinghouse does that often when he gets a chance.
We're going to see a lot of that here. All right, back into the game comes Jalen Barron's now for Cason Dollinghouse. St. Pat's to inbound it on the baseline. Trushinsky to throw it in. Trushinsky into Winder. Ball tipped away, but it's grabbed up at the top of the key by Branch. Branch hands up to Brocious. Brocious to the left elbow. Erickson back to Brocious. Here's a long three. Trushinsky got it. Sam Krasinski, his second three-pointer. He's got 8 points, and the lead is down to 6. 38-32 with 4.5 minutes to go. 4:30 to play in the ballgame. It's a 6-point lead. 38-32. Johnson Brock basketball. Perriott, reverse lay-in. Up and good. Oh, what a move by Nick Perriott. He's in double figures with 11 points. A circus move. He hung up there. An underhanded shot. Another long three. Up and good. Hitting the three of Sam Krasinski. Back-to-back three-pointers for Krasinski. He's got 11 now in the ballgame. Perriott down court gets to Pelican. Back up top to Perriott. The lead is 5 for Johnson Brock. Inside of 4 minutes to go. 3:56 on the clock. Buckmeyer with the basketball. Gives up to Pelican. All the way in goes Pelican. Driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. We'll have Sloan Pelican at the line. He'll be shooting 2 shots.
I'm guessing Branch. I couldn't see one hand. That's his third foul of the ball game, and team foul number 10.
Sloan Pelican has made 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. He has 7 points in the game, shooting 2 here. The first one is off and no good. Pelican will get another shot. 57% free throw shooter on the season is Sloan Pelican.
Back into the ballgame for Johnson Brock. Leighton Behrens checks in place of Jalen Behrens. Sloan Pelican ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up. This one is off also. Couldn't get either one of them, and the rebound comes down to the Irish. Brocious down court. They better get somebody out there on Krasinski. He's had the hot hand now. They go to the right side, and Krasinski for three. Got it! Three in a row by Krasinski. He's got four now, and suddenly it's a two-point ball game. Did I call it or what, John? Timeout's going to be taken by Johnson Brock with 3:27 to play in the basketball game, 40-38. Johnson Brock up by two. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Sam Krasinski has just shot St. Pat's Irish back into the ballgame, John. He's hit three back-to-back threes on three consecutive trips down the floor. He now has four threes and 14 points in the ballgame. But those 9 points on three consecutive trips have enabled the Irish to pull back to within two now of Johnson Brock, the Eagles clinging to a two-point lead, 40-38, with 3 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the ballgame.
At one point, North Platte St. Pat 0-7 from three-point range. They've now made 5 out of 7.
Johnson Brock to inbound it. The momentum has switched. Eagles desperately need a bucket this trip down. Marriott fighting off a defender. A reach-in foul is going to be called on Seth Engler.
Engler's second foul, and that will put Perry in the free throw line for the first time today.
Nick Perriott, a 54% free throw shooter on the season. Perriott has 11 points in the ballgame, three threes in the first half, and a deuce here in this fourth quarter.
Camden Dollenhouse back in momentarily. Defensive squad ready to come into the game for Johnson Brock.
Perriott's first free throw is up and good. Nick Perriott got that one down. That puts the Eagles back up by three over the Irish, 41-38. Nick Perriott now with 12 points in the game for the senior, playing his final game in an Eagles uniform here on the seniors' state championship. Shot is up and good. Got them both. Nick Perriott hits a pair. He's got 13 points. The lead is back to four at 42-38. 3:17 to go. Erickson to the right side. Here comes Branch, a little floater, up and off, tipped around, rebound, Johnson Brock coming down with it. Buckmeyer, Lane Buckmeyer's having a good ball game this morning. Buckmeyer with that rebound. Now Pelican holds the ball to the top of the key to Perriott. Either make the Irish come out and foul you. If you do, give the ball to Camden Dollinghouse. The top of the key, here's Behrens with the ball, hands up to Pelican. He lost the dribble, comes to the near side, again to Nick Perriott. Perriott up to the top of the key. You're up by four now, still a lot of time left. Trying to dribble the ball away from Dollinghouse. A timeout taken to preserve the possession by Johnson Brock. The clock is down to 2:41 to go in the game. 42-38, Johnson Brock up by four, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
42-38, Johnson Brock with the lead. We've got 2 minutes, 41 seconds left, and
quarter number four in his Class D1 state championship. The Eagles trying to knock off last year's champion in this final.
Johnson Brock trying to recapture some momentum here. Camden Dollinghouse up to Kason Dollinghouse, running the weave at the top of the key to Sloan Pelican. Off to Nick Perriott on the left elbow. Top of the key back to Camden. It comes on the near side, Sloan Pelican. They're just going to run some clock here. Pelican comes to Perriott into the corner. Camden Dollinghouse thought about driving the baseline, decides not to. Now picked up his dribble, hands the ball back to Perriott. Johnson Brock executing this thing very well right now, John.
Camden says, go ahead, foul me.
We're coming up on the two-minute mark here, 2:05 to go. They reach in on Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse gives it up top to Sloan Pelican. Pelican dribbles away from the defender. Goes inside the paint, bounce pass to Kason Dollinghouse. Boy, they're executing this thing to a T right now. Inside of 2 minutes to go, 1:54, all the way in. Camden Dollinghouse driving layup, gets knocked to the floor, no foul, and the rebound comes down to the Irish. That's what they wanted to happen, the Irish with the basketball. On the top of the key is Moats, over to the right elbow, Brocious. Up top it comes Trushinsky, you got to watch him. Now Branch, around it goes again, Trushinsky, lob pass inside. Winder, fall away shot, Winder, up and got it. Winder got the basket to fall. Timeout taken by St. Pat's. It's a two-point basketball game with a minute 26 to go in the contest. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Johnson Brock jumped out to a 9-1 lead early in the ballgame. They have led throughout the contest. Did they relinquish the lead one time, I believe, maybe? I'm not sure. They've been up?
No.
Okay, they've never trailed in the game. All right, 42-40. Eagles by two, a minute 26 to play. Johnson Brock with the basketball against full court pressure. Sloan Pelican to inbound it. Pelican inbounds the pass, lobs it in, gets it into Camden Dollinghouse. Across the timeline, they trap him immediately. Everybody beating up on him.
El Paul would go to North Platte St. Pat. Or no, it points to Austin.
They called a held ball. He was triple teamed over there. Johnson Brock will maintain possession of the basketball on the held ball. Again, they're Pelican to inbound it. Gets it into Brody Taylor, the freshman in backcourt. Starts up, picks up the dribble. Across court, dangerous pass to Nick Perriott. Perriott has the basketball up to Taylor with it to the near side. Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse is all over him. People falling down to Pelican under the basket. Pelican back to the top of the key, Perriott. Coming up on 1 minute to go in the ballgame. A minute three on the clock. Taylor with the basketball at the top of the circle. Gives to Perriott. Perriott back to Taylor. Oh, the ball is loose and turned over. Brocious with the basketball. 52 seconds to go in the ballgame. It's a two-point lead for Johnson Brock. St. Pat's has the basketball for the Irish. Trushinsky, timeout taken. St. Patrick's with 46 seconds to play in the game. Johnson Brock up by two, but St. Pat's has the ball. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
I perform for our high school choir director, who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the high school in your community.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the momentum is with the Irish. The lead is with the Eagles. Here's the situation, folks. We have 46.2 seconds to play in the game. Johnson Brock is up 42-40. The Irish of North Platte St. Pat's will have the basketball. They'll play it in forecourt on the side. A two-point lead for Johnson Brock.
One timeout left for North Platte St. Pat's. Two for Johnson Brock. Possession error to North Platte.
Trushinsky tries to inbound the pass. It's tipped away by Lane Buckmeyer. They'll give it back to him and try it again. Trushinsky now to inbound it on the side. Buckmeyer in front of him. They lob it in to Erickson.
Right back to Trushinski it comes. To the top of the key, Brocious. Brocious, left elbow, Trushinski. Trushinski works to the right side, kicks it into the corner. Brocious backs out. Again for Trushinski. They probably want him to shoot a three if that's what they're going to do. Lob pass to Erickson. Oh, stolen away by Pelican. Back to Pelican it goes. To Buckmeyer, timeout taking Johnson Brock. The timeout taken so they can put his offensive ball handlers back into the game and take the defenders out here. It's two platoon basketball here right now. Is this a fool? Yes, it is. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Like me, you probably had no idea that one in four teens admit they've misused prescription drugs, or that two-thirds of them get these pills from home. My son can't tell you now, so I will. Parents, talk to your kids about this.
Visit talkheart2heart.org to learn more. This project funded by the State Opioid Response, grant number 1H79TI081706-02 through the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration, Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services, and Region 5 Systems.
Brought to you by the Fort County Collaborative of Southeast Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, the clock here at Pinnacle Bank Arena shows 25.8 seconds to play in the basketball game. Johnson Brock has the two-point lead, 42-40. The Eagles will have possession of the basketball when play is resumed. Coach Dollinghouse took that timeout to get his ball handlers back onto the floor. Brody Taylor, the Dollinghouse twins, Sloan Pelican, and Nick Perriott are the players on the floor for Johnson Brock. Pelican will inbound it in backcourt on the side. Gets it into Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse is going to be fouled in backcourt. Coming out to get him is Trushinski. That'll put Camden Dollinghouse at the line, John. Camden is 4-for-4 from the line this morning, has 6 points in the ballgame. Camden Dollinghouse shooting two shots for Johnson Brock with 22 seconds to go. The first free throw is on the way. It is up and it is good. Dollinghouse could give Johnson Brock a two-possession lead. This one is big. Still 22 seconds left. A lot of basketball can be played in 22 seconds, John Nixon.
It certainly can. Back in the game is Behrens for Johnson Brock.
Camden Dollinghouse ready for his second free throw attempt. Johnson Brock has nobody on the lane to rebound here. Dollinghouse, shot is on the way. It's good. He's 6-for-6. The Eagles are back up by 4 with 22 seconds.
They don't worry about rebounding.
I wanted to say that, but I didn't want to. There's the inbound pass to Trushinski. Trushinski guarded by Buckmeyer. Trushinski inside the paint. Fall away jump shot in the lane. Up and off. No good. Ball kicked around. Perriott comes down with it. Perriott down court. Driving way and up and good. Perriott gets the lay in. Perriott with a huge rebound there. And suddenly it's a six-point ball game. But only 3.9 seconds to go. Folks, you heard it here first. The Johnson Brock Eagles are going to win the D1 state championship with a six-point lead and 3.9 seconds. You can't score 7 points in 3.9 seconds, John.
Ray, that was a terrible decision by the defender. He had to not let Barrett shoot a layup, and he stopped letting go. And he comes off the floor, the coach is going, why did you not foul it? At that point, you got to put him into the backstop.
Yeah.
Don't let him
do whatever it takes. Yeah, you got to grab it. It all started with Barrett's rebound down here. He got the rebound and then had the presence of mind to look down court and saw his teammate Nick Perriott down here saying, hey, I'd like to have the ball. What a job.
Okay, I'll coach now. If you're Johnson Brock, you go out and you play statue. You don't move.
Yeah.
Don't foul anybody. If they make a bucket, you can hold out of bounds because they don't have any timeouts left.
Yeah, there are no timeouts left, so you just stay off of them. They're going to launch a three, but it won't matter. There it is. It's off no good. There's the ball game. The Johnson Brock Eagles are the D1 state champions for 2023 with a 46-40 win over the St. Pat's Irish of North Platte. Congratulations, Coach Lucas Dollinghouse and the Johnson Brock Eagles on your state championship. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College postgame scoring recap right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.